Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again, Lord God, repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create me a clean heart and renew me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, Father God, I dedicate this service back to you this evening, Lord God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that not my will, but thy will be done, Lord God. And then, Father, I ask that you will minister to your people, Lord God. But, Father God, your people are in need of you on today, Lord God. And, Lord, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. Father, I'm asking through your word today, Lord, that you will bring healing into your people's lives, Lord God, that you will bring deliverance into your people's lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now that you would just manifest yourself to your people, Lord. Give your people a fresh revelation, Lord God, of what it is you're trying to tell them in this hour and this season, Lord God. And so we thank you in advance, Lord God. We magnify your name, Father. We exalt your name, for your name is above every name. And you said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So we just glorify your name, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for release of healing in your people's bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bind the spirit of infirmity even in the name of Jesus. We command for it to loose this hold and grip off your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, go with me. We're going back to Exodus chapter 16. And let me see where I'm going to start it. I'm going to start at verse 6. And it says, and Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at evening, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses says, this shall be Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation, the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness. And behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. So, this is a continuation from last Sunday. This is a part two of the glory of the Lord is in the wilderness, part two. Lord, I ask that you would not let me speak anything, Father, that I want to speak, but let me only speak with your spirit. Give me utterance to speak, Holy Spirit, speak through me, the oracles of God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, and I just honor you, Lord God, I praise your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, while I'm standing right here, there's something God want me to do right quick. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. Glory to God. Let's praise his name. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Okay.
And now my okoreshiyafi. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Worthy is the name. So, you know, since this is part two, looking at verse. Y'all, hold on, because for some reason. Looking in verse 10, let me go back to where I was. Glory to his name. He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is trying to reveal your truth to us about some things, because there's a lot of things that are said, and a lot of people preach a lot of things, but the scriptures tell us, and all are getting to get an understanding. So, like, when you look at verse 10, it said, and it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Now, you know, this title that he gave me last week was that, you know, the glory of God, you know, is in the wilderness. You know, the glory of God is in the wilderness. And so, you need to know what that wilderness is. And so when you're looking at this thing, wilderness, when they translate it back out, it means desert. And so, you know, when you think about desert, you think about a waste place, a wasteland. And so wilderness is a pasture, it's an uninhabited land. It's large tracts of nothing. It's like a mouth or organ of speech. I want to give me 1 second. I want to go and give a great my. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Give me 1 second. Trying to get there. So, you know, it's in the sense of driving a pasture, it's an open field where the cattle are driven, you know. It's implied a desert, you know. Also, it's so when you're looking at this thing, God is like, this is a wide open place. It's where cattle is driven. So, you know, this is where God is saying, you know, this is the place where it's the wasteland, where you actually going to leave your waste right there. And, you know, if you notice when we talked about it on last week, he talked about how they moved from one place to another and they moved to sin. And so, you know, God was bringing them out of Egypt, which was a place of sin. It was a place of false God worship and a lot of demonic activity. He brings people out of that. So, you know, people were so entrenched in their mind of the world, how the world thinks. Just like when a person first gets saved, they know more of the world than they know of God. And so their mind is more geared towards, their thought process is more geared towards the way the world thinks versus what God thinks. And so this is a place where God brings his people. And he separates them out in his place, one, for them to be delivered from them, for the things of this world to come out. And if you notice, I paralleled last week about how Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. They was in the wilderness for 40 years. And so, you know, this is a place where the Lord, he uproots these things up out of our life, and we experience his glory. His glory is seen in the wilderness. A lot of people don't never see the glory of God because of the fact that they don't want to go through a wilderness experience, because the Lord purposely told Moses to take them a certain way. Peradventure they return and run back to Egypt. And if you can see that was what was in their minds and in their hearts, because every time something went down, also they murmured against Moses. This is why you brought us out here. Well, you know, it wasn't graves in Egypt. You know, we sat by the pots of flesh and we had bread to eat to the full and all the you know, and Moses had to let them know, man, how you murmured against me and Aaron? Who are we to marry for you to murmur against? Same way with the church today. When God gives the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, or the teacher a word, and that word leads us to our wilderness of spirits. Do we want to complain? We want to complain against the person that gave the word. And like Moses was saying, hey, we just the messengers. The word comes from God. Your issue is with God. When God takes you to a waste place, it's because he wants to reveal his glory. God will never reveal his glory where everybody else is, where a crowd is, not his kind of stuff. You know, he proved them in the wilderness. He proved that they was going to be obedient to him. Your wilderness experiences also show if you're going to be obedient to God when everything's not all soft and cushy for you. When you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and your spirit. And he's like, okay, and this is the place where the glory of God is revealed. So what is this glory, you know, that's revealed? Let's look at the glory before I move on. Mandia la kusabakande rotaki tolobo shahaha. Nita nita lo rahara. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to honor you today. We just want to honor your presence, Lord God. We thank you for your presence being amongst us, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. So then he said that the glory means splendor or wealth, right? But then it doesn't stop there. You know, it means it's figurative in a good sense. Splendor, you know, honor, glorious, honorable. It means honor, glory, great quantity, multitude, wealth, reputation, majesty, splendor. Refers to the great physical weight or quantity of a thing. And there's no limit to the treasure, a great quantity of every kind of desirable object. So when we talk about God, there's a weight to his glory. And so that weight is over some anduko revishukuna honey on the book of son of a harindi. You look on the under buffoon ship. It says the word does not mean simply heavy, but a heavy or imposing quantity of things. Anytime you experience the glory of God, you experience the weight of God. And so, like he says, he okanasha. We're not talking about just a physical, you know, we couldn't stand upon the dead corda mata. It means simply heavy, but a heavy or imposing quantity of things. Hallelujah. When applied to God, the word represents a quality corresponding to him and by which he is recognized. You know, and so Joshua commanded Achan to give glory to God, to recognize his importance, worth, and significance. And giving honor refers to doing something. In other passages, giving honor to God is a cultic recognition and confession of God as God. You know, some have suggested that such passages celebrate the sovereignty of God over nature, wherein the celebrant sees his glory and confesses it in worship. So, you know, we do that. We confess the glory of God, you know, when we see him moving, you know, and doing different things. So they was able to see the glory of God. Now, if you get into this thing, he breaks it down very clearly. There, he says, and it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Now, check this out. He appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at the evening the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. So here we are. God's glory is revealed in a barren place. My. Holamba. Rubble shit. In a waste place.
a place that's not inhabitable. And so God said, when I take you by the Spirit, you know, and so when you think about this, Jesus, the glory of God in Jesus was revealed in the wilderness, you know, when Satan was tempting him, was telling him, you know, turn these stones to bread, you know, and he was doing all these different things. You know, when everything was finished and done, the angels ministered unto Jesus. But Jesus himself was the bread of life. So when God glory was revealed to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and he gave them manna, he gave them bread, that was nothing but a representation of him giving Jesus. So Jesus, who was the bread all by himself, God's glory was revealed. And right after he come out of the wilderness experience, what happened? His ministry, he began to do all these different things in ministry. You got to that's the reason. There's a difference between the anointing and the glory. He said, but no man should take of his glory. Hallelujah. He would share his glory with no other. Hallelujah. But when the glory of God begins to come, hallelujah, then things begin to break loose. Things begin to happen, and things begin to break loose when Jesus stepped out, because he stepped out, and then, you know, then they talked about the first a miracle he did. It was at the wedding, turning the water to wine, and so they said his glory was revealed. But that wasn't the fullness of God's glory. Let me tell you something. When you're talking about the dwelling of the glory of God, there is many things that happen in order to prepare us for the prayer. And so when God's splendor is there, his richness of who he is and all that he is becomes available to them. They wanted nothing in the wilderness because the glory of God. But the problem was, anytime as soon as they got to another test point, they always forgot about what God just did. Yes. And so the Lord said, this is the same thing that's going on in the church today. He said, when I take them from one point to another, he's like, the word of God has to be tested in your life. You go through seasons of testing. You go through different trials and tribulations. That's the reason why he said, I reckon that this present suffering is not to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. Because God is saying, I'm trying to get you to a point to where my glory can be revealed in you, can be seen in you. And it is not the anointing. Hallelujah. Because there's a figurative anointing and then there's a literal anointing. But the glory of God is something different. Let me tell you something. You got to go by way of the wilderness for the glory of God. You got to go by way of the uninhabitable places. Hallelujah. The wastelands. Hallelujah. Where the enemy is testing you and making you try to make you feel like, well, did God really say this? Did God really say that? And see, that's the same thing he did that stuff to the children of Israel. That's why they were so easy to turn on whatever Moses said, because the word did come directly to them. But it came to Moses. Because they was afraid to hear from God themselves. He scared them. He told them, no, he said, you go speak to them for self. But see, the problem with that is then when we want somebody else to go hear from God for ourselves, then we can turn around and say, well, I'm not sure if God really said it. I know God said it. Well, honey, let me tell you like this right here. You follow the glory. Because one thing about it is, the scriptures tell us to follow the footsteps of those who are walking, who are already walking in the faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, watch the end of them. Ooh, that's what the scriptures say. So you're supposed to pay very close attention to what's going on. And so then he up my filio shibaha. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Father, begin to transform your people's lives, oh God, through this word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So you got to persevere in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see. Go on that shake of my heart. Hold on, let me get to this right here and then we can close this down. Hallelujah. God had to get them to crucify their flesh. He wanted to take them from heaven. And Jesus said it very plainly when he was here. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When God rained those quails and rained that bread, that was out of the mouth of God. It was out of the glory of God, out of his mouth. And so you got to understand something. When we get so systemized that we rest on what we see, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. They were so used to going by what they were seeing, but when they were living by what they see, they was in bondage. They was in slavery. He said, but when I come, the Spirit of God come to liberate you, you're so used to being enslaved that you don't know what liberation is. You can't even appreciate what freedom is. Yes, Lord, the place looks barren, but oh my God, let's talk Hallelujah. About this for a minute. Because in Genesis, it said in Genesis, when you look at all this, he said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Look at here. God is used to barren and void. We get so caught up on what we think could be done. We try to limit what God did. God is an unlimited God. Yes, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think according to his power that work within. How are you going to ever experience the glory of God if you're not able to go to the barren wasteland and to die to yourself? Die to what you think.
Yeah.
Die to what you fear. And you notice that those who wasn't willing to do that, and the children of Israel, he let them die right in the wilderness. They couldn't see the promised land. See, because all that Egyptian stuff, all that worldly stuff had to be broken up off the people in order for them to move into the promise. You can't even get to your promise because you can't go through the land where everything is broken off of you. The scripture said, let me get to this scripture. I'm going to pull it up right here in a second. It's in my spirit. So we go through this time. Let me get to the scripture. Oh, my shik maha. Ayo kandiyah lahri. Urobo kosani yandabaha. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me one second. I'm trying to get to it. Glory to God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to understand, so the enemy knows this, right? He knows the things that were caused. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. See, every time you hear these preachers talking about the glory of God, you don't ever hear them talk about the wasteland, the prerequisites to the glory of God. Because, yeah. You know, God's like this right here. He said, he's like, I would not share my glory. No, he's not going to share his glory in the flesh. Because he knows that when people are in the flesh, they're going to start thinking, well, this is my accomplishments. This is what I've done. And he's like, I don't got nothing to do with you. He says, but it's got everything to do with me. He's like, I'm the one to be glorified. He said, I'm the one to be glorified. So he wanted the people to realize that it had nothing to do with them, that they trust and believe in God. They faithful in God, trust in God. He was like, I'm able to do exceedingly abundant of all you can ask or think. He like, I'm the God. You need to lean and depend on me. You need to acknowledge me in all your ways, and I shall direct your path. And so that's why the scripture turned around and said that I reckon that this present suffering is not to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. That's why he said, but in First Peter chapter five, verse ten, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. God, my God, my God, my God, my God, Hallelujah, God. So then you trust God even when you got to remember what God said before you even got into the wilderness, into the wasteland. He had already told them when he was bringing them out of Egypt, I'm bringing you into the promised land. But the promise is that people don't hold on to what God, why they don't hold on to what God has said? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost indwelling on the inside of them. Yeah, the Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus. But once the Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus, we accept Jesus and we in, except the Holy Ghost in too. You gotta let him come on in because he's gonna bring to your remembrance everything that God said. And the problem is why people died, why they died in the wilderness, because they couldn't remember. You know, I was sitting up talking to God. I said, how can you not remember for all the great miracles, God? The pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day, Lord God. Shut up, moon come the other. The water, Lord God, that you gave them in the wilderness when you had Moses to cut the tree to put it in the water. Yeah, to make the waters not be bitter anymore, that they will be drinkable waters. Hallelujah. And then when he added the beat the rock, well, how is it that they forget all these things? He said, because they was not that they didn't have the infilling of the Holy Ghost. He said, but look at the church right now. He said, you can always tell who are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, who don't have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He said, because they forget. They forget what I've already done in their life. And I understand that. I understand that because there's time that there was a certain thing in my own personal life that God had to come to me. He was like, how is it that you don't? And I've said this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and he like, but this one little area, you know, we all got something that God is working on us with. And he like, I'm still the same God. He like, I have not changed. I change it not. He said, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. He said, I'm wanting to share with my people. He said, but my people will not let me get them into the place for me sharing. So then this is the magnificence of God. This is the splendor of God. So then in Exodus 24, verse 17, it says, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Look at here. When God descends his glory upon your life, it's like fire. That's why the scripture said that the Spirit of God on the inside is like fire shut up in my bones. Let me tell you, when the fire of God fall on you, there is no more you. You don't exist at all anymore. It becomes only about God and God alone. Okay. And so then when it becomes only about God and God alone, then God can be glorified. And then you said in Exodus 40, verse 34, it says, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God said, I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. He said, I want to fill you. He said, He said, then I want my glory to descend. Hallelujah. So it's something about having the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the filling of the Holy Ghost, and having the glory of God, Father. And so then he said, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 11, he said, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. You won't be able to do anything in your strength. There will be no strength left because the consuming fire of God, the glory of God falling, is so heavy, it's so weighty, till it destroys everything that's not like him. And everything has to cease. And so then he talks about in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showed his handiwork. Luke chapter 2, verse 9 says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Let me tell you something. When the glory comes, you're going to be afraid. The scripture says, Jesus said, don't be afraid. He said, fear only the one that's able to destroy both your body and soul in hell. And that's the Lord. That's God. He's the only one that's able to shrub off your body and your soul and hand. He said, that's what you need to be afraid of. El Ebosha, Redido, Sananakun, Malakrun, Malakun, the Rabahasa, Rota Vesic Rabba Condeleanda, show so condalaya, Condeleanda, so condiaha. Father, heal your people, Lord God, of their sins. Heal your people of their backslidings, oh God. Lord, strengthen your people's inner man, Lord God, that they may be able to stand, Lord God, and stand therefore and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. In Acts chapter 7, verse 55, it says, but he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God said, I want to change you. He said, that's the reason why my glory is seen in the wilderness. He said, I was proving a people and I was changing a people to bring them in to be the people that I called them to be, a treasured people unto me. He said, I want you to be a treasure unto me. He said, I want you to be a treasure unto me. So the Spirit of God is calling the people unto himself. And he's calling us out of Egypt, out of the world. He said, that's why we're supposed to be in the world, but we're not supposed to be of it. So he wants us to be in the world, but not of it, because he wants us to be in the world to be a preserver of the earth, of the world. And he wants us to shine forth as light. Do you not understand that he wants to change your comeliness? He wants to change. Let me tell you something. One thing about it, when you look in the spirit, you can always tell where somebody is in the spirit when you look at them. If you can, you can see the light of God when they're walking with God, and you can see the darkness when they ain't seen. It is so evident. It's so evident. You see it so clearly. And so the Spirit of God said he wants to be able to move and have his being in you. He wants you to be a treasure unto him. He said, so it's all right to walk through your wilderness place. He said, because in that I'm forming. He said, I'm forming you. He said, I'm transforming you so that you may be conformed to the image of my son, Jesus. God's glory in the wilderness part two. It's the glory of God is in the wilderness part two. He knows what you have need of. Some of the reasons why certain things haven't taken place in your life is because you not have allowed God to work out of you. He got to work in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. And he got to work some things up out of you. And so when he works those things up out of us, sometimes it seems like we are in an inhabitable place, like we're in a barren place or we're in a wilderness place because we seem so alone. It's good to be alone with God for him to work out what need to be worked out. And, you know, and people be talking about this myth. I hear a lot of people talking about mental health and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, look, man, all that is wrapped up in the Holy Ghost. Because when he get a hold of you, your mind is transformed. It's renewed. He will talk to you about how you look at things. He will begin to heal. He begin to purge. He begin to set free. And there's a lot of people on this line that need to be set free, but you need to surrender to God. God says, surrender to me. He said, you have not surrendered. He says, surrender. Surrender all. Hallelujah. That you may receive the things I have for you this life and the crown of life. Hallelujah. He said, I'm wrong. He said, I'm calling a people unto myself. He said, I'm calling a people out of the people. He said that I may use for my glory and my honor. And so, Lord God, I thank you right now for these that have heard this word on today, Lord. And I thank you for those that's going to hear it in the future, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over all these folks, Lord God. And I ask that this word would be planted into good ground, Lord. And that some will bear 30-fold, some 60, some 100-fold, Lord God, return. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that maturity will begin to happen in people's lives. They will mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. That they will let go and let God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, I'm asking that you would just surround them, Lord God, with your love, oh God. Let them experience you in a way that they've never experienced you before. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Keep them, Father, in all their ways, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. Send your angels, Lord God, to be with them that they will not dash their foot against the stone, Lord. Preserve them from all evil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then we just thank you right now, Lord God. We know we came naked into this world, Lord. We know we're going to leave out of this world naked. But Lord, we ask that you will clothe us with your righteousness, Lord God. Clothe us with your humility, oh God. Clothe us with the love of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise you right now, Lord God. That, Father, your people will come to love the Lord thy God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their spirit. And that they will love their neighbor as thyself, Lord. You said this fulfills all the commandments, Lord. And Lord God, let this word come to pass in every believer's life. That's hearing this word, Lord God. Lord, I speak special blessings over their life, oh God. Father God, give them the strength, Lord God, to stay in there, Lord God. To receive the promise, hallelujah. That they won't die out in their wilderness. They will not die out in their barren inhabitable place, God. But they will go on in, that they will be like Joshua, realizing that, Lord God, that they can take it, Lord God. Let them realize that this year is supposed to be taken it by force through the Holy Spirit. And just like Joshua said that they could take it if they was able, Lord God. And Lord, Joshua was able to go on into the promised land because of his mindset towards God. He's seen your glory, God. Joshua experienced your glory in the wilderness, Lord God. Hallelujah! And it affected him, Lord God. And it changed him, Lord God. Do the same for your people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it all. Amen. At this time, I'm getting ready to turn over to Prophet Junior, to Prophet Junior, so she can give an announcement, or if God gave her anything while I was preaching. And when she gets through, I'm going to pray for people's tithes and their offerings. And if there's any seeds, you know, I pray for the seeds too. Glory to God. God said, you got to be obedient to me to experience, first of all, the wealth of his spirit, but then it's going to be the wealth in the land. I mean, there's some things that God can do. Let me tell you something. There was a man in the scriptures that the word was given that by that time, the next day, the people, they were starving, because they had been shut in, because the enemy had them shut in, and they didn't have no food, you know, everything. And the Lord told them, he said, by this time, the next day, you're going to have food and everything else, and be buying and selling like they used to do and all that. And there was a man that didn't believe, and the prophet let him know that he wasn't going to be able to live to see it because of his thought process. Y'all, let me tell you something. You got to check your thought process so that you'll be able to live to receive, so that you won't die before the prophet. So, Lord God, we just thank you. The only dying you want to do is die to yourself. And if the Spirit of the Lord come alive, hallelujah, bless your people, Lord. Move by your Spirit, oh God. Remove all hindrances out of their way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is Apostle George, but I'm going to turn it over to Prophet Junior for her to give an announcement. When she come back, I'm going to pray.
Good evening, everyone. Can you all hear me? Can someone please let me know if you can hear me? Because I know you all always say you can't hear me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. As you all know, members, pay your tithes and your offerings, and I'm asking visitors on the line today to give an offering into this ministry as you would if we were in the building and we were passing around the offering tray. I'm asking that you would go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to be able to do that. If you're a visitor on the line today and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626. And she'll forward the information for you to be able to do that. Members, if you are purposing your heart as I have to do your seed every week, you know the avenue to be able to do that. Also, be mindful that this is a new year. Go ahead and begin on your path of appreciation so that at the end you won't be trying to like scurry and trying to figure out how you're going to do this. Let's just be obedient to what God has given us in this ministry, of what he has told us to do regarding past appreciation. And I thank you all.
Okay, it's Apostle George. I'm back with you. I'm getting ready to pray. Father God, we just come once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Bless your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, you trying to figure it out. He said, but I've already worked it out. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. He didn't see my face. He said, because the way they see me right to a man, the end thereof is destruction. He said, and I'm trying to guide you into the right path, because the path that I have for you is a narrow path. Hallelujah. He said, but it's also the path of blessing. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your people, Lord God. We ask that, Father God, we lift up everybody's tithes and offerings, oh God. Lord, that they've tied it into this ministry, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, even as they've tied it in, given offerings into this ministry, Lord God, that you rebuke the devourer for their sake, Lord. That you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that men will give back into their bosom, Lord God. Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you remove the hindrances out of their way, Lord God. And that, Father, you provide for them. Holy Spirit, want me to stop right quick, because he just brought something to my spirit. He said, in this word that I gave on today, he said that when the people gathered the food, he said that he only had them to gather enough for what they needed. You know, those who had a larger family quantities, they might have gathered more, but they didn't have nothing left over. And those who were smaller, they didn't have, you know, they gathered, everybody had enough. He said, when you walk into the time of testing, he said, if you sit back looking at how every time I get money, this is going, this time my hand is fast doing this like this, or I'm not, he said, because I'm showing you to trust me. He said, it's a day by day thing. New mercies every day. He said, you got to trust me. He said, I get fresh bread every day. He said, I gave the children of Israel fresh bread and fresh meat every day. He said, I will give you fresh bread every day. He said, if you trust me and be obedient unto me, follow me in the spirit, he said, now I will begin to do a thing. He said, then when I get you to the point to where I want you to be, because he said that your testing place, your waistline, is not the place for the blessings to stack up, because you got to keep moving.
He
said, it's not a place that I want you to stay in. He said so that when I get you to your promised land, that's when the abundance comes. He said, because that's the land flowing with milk and honey. It's the area of your life where I'm going to have it flowing. And so he said, but this is a day by day. He said, I give you what you need day by day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank. Now, Lord, I just pray right now that, Father, you will bless your people, tithes and offering, that you will be the devourer for the sake, that you open the windows of heaven. Father, blessing that they would not have room to receive. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that men give back into their bosom, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of increase. And Father, the favor that is upon this ministry, Lord God, let it be upon their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those who have been faithful, Lord God, you said, Lord God, if we are willing and obedient, we eat the good land. Those who have been faithful, God, bless them, oh God. Bless them from unexpected places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, they might be looking in this direction or that direction because they expected for something to come in this direction. God, bless them from an unknown direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I thank you for those who've seen it into my life, oh God. For you said, whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet. Glory to God, a prophet's reward, Lord God. Father, I'm asking you right now that, Lord God, that you will blow their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That, Father God, the things that you have prepared for them, God, I speak the blessings of God, Lord. Well, there was nothing, God. I pray for things to begin to materialize, God, because they came and saw about by doing what you told them to do towards me, Lord. Let the blessing flow in their life, oh God. Let them not want for nothing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs some emergency funds that's been seeded into my life. And God said, I'm going to do it because you come and saw by my prophet, hallelujah, by my apostle. He said, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for doing it for your glory and your honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the blessings flow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I lift up the people that's on the line today that came in, Lord God, to hear the word of the Lord. I pray, Lord God, for healing in their minds, healing in their spirit, oh God. I pray for deliverance in their soul, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you will order their steps according to your word. I bind the spirit of confusion because you said that you're not the author of confusion, Lord God. Father, give them understanding, make them of a quick understanding in the sight of the Lord. You said in your word that if we lack wisdom, to ask and you would give it up bravely. So, Lord God, I'm asking for wisdom for them, Father. In the name of Jesus, that Lord God, that they may be able to do what they do. It's somebody on this line you want to pull, and God said you don't have nothing to pull from. He said you don't have any anything in the ground, and he was like, "You guys, long life, and people, you need to read your word. Folks need to read their word for real. In the scriptures, there's a many scriptures in the Bible that talks about how we don't come before a prophet empty handed. You don't have anything in the ground, and you need something in the ground in order to be able to pull from. And where you have your stuff in the ground is where you pull from. And so he was like, you know, you need to let the people know that it's time for people to do what God is telling them to do. You got to be obedient to God. So Father, we just thank you right now. We just pray, Lord, that you will move in people's lives, oh God, that you will bring breakthroughs, oh God, because people need breakthroughs on this line, Lord God. People got a lot of stuff going on in their lives, Lord God. And Father, I'm asking that you would change their heart, purify their heart, oh God, that they may be able to receive, Lord God, what it is you're wanting them to do, Lord God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I speak blessings over every entrepreneur on this line, oh God. Father God, even those who are on jobs but have little side gigs, oh God, I pray blessings, oh God. I pray for those that work for companies, oh God, that, Lord God, their companies will give them an unexpected raise, oh God, an unexpected bonus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for favor, oh God, over their life, oh God, in every area of their life, Lord. And we ask that you would do a new thing, Lord, and that you would cause it to spring forth in their life, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He shall do whatever I
shall do. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. Again, that is 214-507-3626. I love you. God bless you. You are in my spirit. You are in my bonds. Of my heart, and I am praying for God to move in your life. And so I'm just expecting to hear testimonies from people, you know, about what God has done. So God bless you and God keep you. You got something to say? Hold on. Prophets, you ain't got something to say. Hold on.
I know many of you all were texting me saying that you couldn't hear. You know, you'll be able to go on the podcast to be able to hear the sermon. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I love y'all. God bless you. I'm going to end the call.